Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now, Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, I'm never going to just be able to roll through that. I just think
I don't know what possessed me to say that day. I was just trying to say, like, she's a great actress.
That day, you just said it again today.
I know, but in honor
now
of
it's
that
a thing.
Moment.
It's an honor? Can you call Kathy Bates that?
It's a compliment.
I know it's a compliment. Like, I wonder if Kathy were here, Kathy Bates, who stars in Matlock.
She's in everything.
She's been maybe in a couple of things. maybe you've seen Misery, but Kathy Bates.
That's where she, yeah. That's where you could call her that.
Scared the hell
out
of me.
That's a throwback.
Yeah. If she was in here, how do you think Kathy would take it if Tyler said, "Boy, Kathy, you a bad bitch"?
I think she would take it well. I think she'd take it as a compliment. I could see her.
Same. I picture, like, kind of leaning back and kind of grinning, going, "I am a bad bitch."
Yeah.
I guess. Kathy's nasty. Oh, man,
she's Matlock.
I am Matlock. Yeah.
I heard she is a bit of a freak.
That's not true. You've never heard that. You've never, ever heard.
You don't know.
No. I am certain.
I saw it on the message boards, man.
Tyler, you're making all of this up. Like, this is clearly not true. There's nowhere in any space that you know of Kathy Bates being a freak. That is somebody who keeps her freakiness behind closed doors.
That's probably fair.
I bet Warren Beatty hit it. But, all right.
Hard.
I did want to pass this along. Other news for the Texans. They've also restructured veteran linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair, his contract, which is going to create just over $6 million in salary cap space. So they have created more room. They created about $10 million, just under $10 million, with Nico Collins. And here's another $6 million they've created with Azeez Al-Shaair. So they are trying to do their thing to create more space. And that's going to be something to watch throughout, is do they do more? Because they got some other guys up there where they could create even more space than they've created with these two. Are they going to do more with it? I do want to switch gears real quick with you fellas and the listeners. What we do about this Cam Smith situation? Because, like, we're getting pretty far in, a little far into this thing, and my man's 3-for-4 again yesterday, and now he's hit .636, and his on base percentage is over 700, and now we're at a 1300 OPS, and like,
kid, I mean, he's feeling it.
It's power. It's everything. It's easy. I mean,
ball's got to be looking like a beach ball to him right now.
He doesn't even get all of it, and he hits it like to the wall, right? What do we do about this? And I guess I want to start here. For you, Has he done enough for you to change your plan? Like, if you are Dana Brown, you're Joe Espada, the captain, has he done enough or done anything to change your plans for him on opening day? Whatever your plans were walking into it, obviously you had a plan for him. Has he done enough to make you come off of that plan?
For me, no, not for opening day, because there is nothing he could do. I am one of those guys that people probably hate with the whole service time. There is no way I'm putting him on opening day roster just simply because of that. Come up 2.5 weeks later, and I get an extra year of you moving down the road. So he could bat 1,000 in spring training. I still wouldn't have him on opening day. It's a long season.
Damn,
right?
Luke.
Bring him up.
There is nothing you would at least.
Because I want that extra year of control. I think he's that good that I want to make sure. It's over, 16 days over the course of a whole baseball season. It's 14 games probably with their off days in a 162-game season. So I'll send him down to Double-A. Quickest scenario, send him down to Double-A, come up after 2.5 weeks, and then you could be the starter the rest of the way. And I get this year doesn't even count unless he finishes top two in Rookie of the Year voting, which he might. And defeat the whole purpose, but no, for me, I couldn't put him on the opening day roster.
But right now, is the service time thing that is the only thing that's getting in your way right now? Like, yes, I get the service time thing. That makes sense.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Although, I think Chandler Rome put out an article that stated certain things could happen. Like, they put in some incentives now. If you bring them up earlier,
you get an extra draft pick.
An extra first-round draft pick, but outside of that, is it just the service time thing that's holding you back, or are you? Because I do think you don't want to jump the gun and get excited and just get him up there because he is just going to. You want to make sure you do this thing right, but is it for you right now just the service time that's holding you back?
Not the only thing, but that's probably the biggest thing. Still, I would like for him to be on that Alex Bregman track and a lot of other guys like Griffey Bonds, where they were up about a year and a half later. I'd put him in Double-A, see how he does there.
And you would skip Sugarland. You put him in Double-A.
Yeah, I know. I took some heat last week because I said Triple-A is irrelevant for prospects. I think it's more for the has-beens and the will-bes. And I love you, Sugarland. I would put him in Double-A, give him about 2 months, and then if he's still raking there, maybe not even 2 months, depending on how well he's hitting, then I'd call him up, kind of like Bregman, but I wouldn't even wait. Bregman was the end of July. I don't think he even have to wait that long, especially if he continues to hit. But I do want to have him get a few more reps in the minors higher than high A. And, Reggie referenced a great stat earlier that Baseball Reference has where it tracks the type of competition each batter is facing in spring training.
Yeah, that's the big thing for me is what is he facing consistent?
Based off the metric, it's Double-A pitching in spring training. So that's why I want to see a little more time. It doesn't mean he's not ready for the big leagues, but give me a little more time. We don't need to rush it. He's a young kid. It's a long season. Give me maybe 2 months in Double-A and then come up and be my everyday third baseman.
Because that's the other thing about it is, yes, he is obviously getting spring training at bats. And not only is he not just facing major league starters all the time or major league pitchers all the time, as you said, and some of these are Double-A, Single-A guys, whatever. But also, even if he is going out there and facing, like teams ones or teams starters in a rotation, like say they play, the Yankees or whatever down there and he faces Cole or something, those guys still aren't like going game plan wise to get him out.
Exactly.
Many times, as we say it here, anytime, Hunter Brown gave up 3 runs. Oh, he's working on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is the case also for the other side of, it's not as if these pitchers are all coming at him and saying, all right, this is how we would attack you in the regular season. Some of them are just working on things and you have to kind of.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You got to check that, too, to make sure that this is legit and who he's going up against. Because it is a difference when, if he's out there in the majors opening day, the way that guys are going to be attacking him. It's not just working on stuff. It's trying to get him out. It's watching whatever film they've watched for him in spring training or his time in the minors with the Cubs to try to get him out.
For sure. And that's what makes a difference in these big league hitters is if they can keep up with those adjustments. Not only that, but he's also, I imagine, has never gone through a game where he's probably faced a big league pitcher every at-bat. And that's a little different, too, where you face a starter, and then you bring in a reliever throwing 98, and then another one who's fresh throwing 98 at you, and you know, fourth at-bat, so on and so forth, where in spring training you get some of these breaks. You face the starter for maybe your first at-bat, then you get a double-A guy, single-A guy, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, he hasn't gone through the process of truly being a big leaguer yet, so you take all these numbers with a grain of salt, but it's really impressive. I'm somewhere in the middle. Not opening day, I think that's too soon, but I'm also not the same guy that's like some, I guess, that are saying, you know, he needs a whole year in the minors or he's way too young. No, I think there's a happy medium where you start him in the minor leagues. And like so many guys in the past, you give them about a full year from when they're drafted to when they're in the minors, which is about midway through this season. And then you call him up and he's in the big leagues for the rest of his career. I want to see
that's
a little longer.
Let's see him. The call up keeps him there.
Right. Yeah.
The rest of the way. And that'd be the idea. Thank you. Taking the process.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.